Beginning today, Arkansas PBS is broadcasting programming in response to mandatory school closures due to COVID-19. Arkansas AMI is streamlined, curriculum-based programming for the state's pre-K through 8th grade students, created in partnership with the Arkansas Department of Education. Late last week, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke by phone with Courtney Pledger, Executive Director and CEO of Arkansas PBS, to learn more about this new initiative.
The development of the curriculum is on the Department of Education side. So what we have done, or what they originally did, was identify three bands, grade bands. So the first one is pre-K through second grade. The second one is third through fifth. And the third is sixth through eighth grade. So we went to our vast library of PBS programs and identified programs for each band, sort of in line with particular curriculum needs that ADE had identified. So once we passed those ideas on to specific shows onto ADE, they viewed them and approved them all and got to work on curriculum that was aligned with each one of these programs. The other thing that we decided to do, which has turned out to be terrific, I think, is to personalize this with Arkansas teachers. So five of the Arkansas Teachers of the Year from across the state will be on-camera teachers in segments, in teaching segments that surround the programming and address each specific program.
The programming is scheduled to roll out on Monday. So if I'm a parent at home with my child, what can I expect to see? Is there a certain time that I should tune in, or how will I be able to incorporate this into the homeschooling that I'm doing right now?
The pre-K through second grade band is from 8 to 9:30 a.m. Then grade 3 through 5 is 9:30 to 11, and grade 6 through 8 is 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., roughly. We may run over a little bit, but those are the basic times. And ADE has developed, Division of Elementary and Secondary Education, which is part of the Department of Ed. They have created packets that will be distributed digitally to the different school districts, and each school district will make their decision on how to utilize the AMI. We'll be airing on our main channel, which is a different channel number in six different areas of the state, but that will be on our main channel, and then by no later than 4 p.m., the same content will be available online on our website. So anybody who missed it between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. can go to the website and watch the same thing streaming, in the afternoon and evening.
And you mentioned giving the AMI packets digitally to the schools to distribute. Do you have other digital resources available for parents on your website?
Yes, we do. We have long provided classroom resources through PBS Learning Media, and resources available through Learning Media. The IDEAS, Arkansas IDEAS website, which is our teacher professional development website, offers a resource page with a whole lot of different resources. You can also sign up for a newsletter that goes out daily, Schoolhouse Daily, it's called, and that provides a whole lot of information and suggestions for this time.
And you have created or curated, I guess I should say, content for the next 3 weeks?
We will be announcing the schedule 1 week at a time. obviously the first week is locked, and as we're now just about locked on the schedule for the second week. So because of the lack of lead time, that's how we're working, and it's really an all hands on deck effort for us at Arkansas PBS and a lot of people at DESE, the Division of Elementary and Secondary Education. They pivoted to put a lot of their time into this. So it's been a real, real collaborative effort.
As with most things right now, everything sounds like it's, you know, on a day-by-day basis. So if we do get to the point where perhaps schools are closed for the rest of the school year, will you plan on continuing to work something out so that you can continue providing this type of programming?
We are already discussing that if that possibility occurs, and of course we will be there for the long haul, whatever's needed.
What is the benefit of providing this additional programming for parents and their kids right now?
Well, it keeps kids learning. You know, I know that Department of Ed really is looking to support continuous learning, to really reinforce and maintain kids' skills, and to keep them actively literate, actively community engaged. So it's a resource that, depending on the individual district and their decision, can either be supplementary to what the district is planning to do, or fundamental and really be the heart of what's happening in that district. If people have questions, on the broadcast side, they can reach out to Arkansas PBS at 501-682-2386 during the hours of 8 and 4:30, or they can email info@myarkansaspbs.org. For help with educational instruction, they need to contact our Arkansas PBS education team, same hours, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. The help desk number is 501-682-0317, or email is amihelp@myarkansaspbs.org. The program is called AMI, Alternative Methods of Instruction, and yeah, we're really close to our education community. We communicate with our teachers, and we've been hearing from a lot of them on their enthusiasm for this program. By Jacqueline Morton, who's a wonderful 7th and 8th grade science teacher at Cedarville Middle School. She's excited that her science students are going to be able to watch some special episodes of NOVA, and to really have them aligned to the Arkansas curriculum standards is terrific. She'll be able to teach her students to think critically about Earth's place in relation to the solar system. And then people like Chris Harmon, who teaches math at Lakeside Junior High in Springdale, he's excited his kids will be able to connect with various science and social studies programs, and that they can continue to learn how to apply math skills in the real world. And he's particularly looking forward to, and so are we, an activity hosted on air by our 2020 Arkansas Teacher of the Year, Joel Lookadoo, that will help the students build number sense and fluency in really fun math games.
Well, I know it's a lot of work, but it's very much in line with PBS's mission, so it makes sense. And I'm really glad that you guys are able to partner and help out the students.
We've been talking about Mr. Rogers a lot this week. You know, when times are scary, people are nervous, then, you know, he would always tell children, or I guess the child and all of us, he would tell us to look for the helpers. So we've been looking at it that way, that we have the ability to help at this time, and that's what we intend to do.
Well, thank you so much for all your hard work and for talking with us today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Antoinette.
That was Courtney Pledger, Executive Director and CEO of Arkansas PBS, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda Friday. More information about Arkansas AMI available at myarkansaspbs.org.